In travel news this week, Canberra Airport has unveiled designs for its new International Departures Lounge in preparation for the capital's first international flights later this year. Managing Director Stephen Byron says the $18 million international facility has been years in the making and will see Canberra connected with 100 locations in 35 countries around the world. The Departure Lounge will feature state-of-the-art business and media lounges, private meeting rooms, an expansive bar and cafe dining area, formal business space, and relaxed social and private spaces. He says the design, furnishings and amenities will be the best available in a public lounge. The first international flight with Singapore Airlines will arrive in Canberra on 21st of September before departing for Wellington. The new Capital Express route will operate 4 services a week to both capital cities. Latest research by Hotels.com shows there are plenty of cities where 5-star luxury is still available for less than $200 a night. Cambodia came out on top as the best value destination overall. The average price paid for a hotel room in Siem Reap was $129 per night. Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia was the second most affordable, where the average price paid for a 5-star hotel room was $168 per night. Two Australian cities were next on the list, with Adelaide at $190 per night and Tropical Darwin $197. Thailand just made the top 5 list and recorded an average price for a 5-star hotel at $198 per night. In the 4-star classification, there was a much wider range, including Perth, Gold Coast, Brisbane and Melbourne coming in under $200 a night, and across the Tasman in New Zealand, Auckland, Christchurch and Wellington had 4-star properties for under $200. On the flip side, the research found Los Angeles was the most expensive for a 5-star accommodation at $689 a night, followed by Tokyo and Honolulu. Cruising the high seas no longer means slow internet speeds, with Royal Caribbean saying it now has the fastest internet at sea. The cruise ship group says through a combination of Wi-Fi service providers, it's now able to offer an exclusive high-speed internet service available fleet-wide on its 24 ships. Michael Bailey, president and CEO, says it's revolutionising the onboard experience for guests as well as crew, and it's truly a game-changer for the industry. He says everything guests and crew can do online at home, they'll now be able to do from on board all of its ships around the world. The internet package comes at a price though. To surf and stream online, you'll be charged about $24 Australian per device per day. More than 50 of Melbourne's best chefs and Australia's top wine and beverage companies are joining forces at the end of the month for the annual Eat Street charity event. Running for 15 years, the one-night event raises money for Children's Variety Charity. On Tuesday, 24th of May, the chefs will converge on Sofitel Melbourne on Collins to prepare dishes for guests to sample while listening to live entertainment. Eat Street has to date raised thousands of dollars for Australian kids in need. For more information, see eatstreetmelbourne.org. That's travel news this week. I'm Kirsty Bedford.